Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. I'm Fran, Assistant Site Editor for Search Store's channel. I'm here today with Rachel Dines, a Senior Analyst at Forrester Research, to talk about cloud backup services and how resellers can benefit from them. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Fran. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, to start off, how does cloud backup differ from tape backup in terms of main benefits and drawbacks for IT organizations?
There's a big difference between tape backup and cloud backup. I mean, first of all, when you're dealing with cloud backup, you're immediately getting your backups off-site, which is a really critical part of a lot of companies' disaster recovery plans. When you're backing up to tape, you, of course, have to first back up locally to tape, then take the tapes out, encrypt them, ship them, you know, get them to another location. So the off-siting in terms of tape versus cloud is a very, very big difference. You know, the other thing is in a cloud backup world, usually you have a provider that's actually managing the process of running the backups, scheduling the backups, making sure that, you know, everything is completing properly, error checking, things like that. So a lot of the burden of the day-to-day task of managing the backups in the cloud world is offset from an end user. When you're looking at tapes, you know, it depends on the scenario, but oftentimes in a tape backup world, end users will have a little bit more burden and responsibility set on them. You know, beyond that, you know, tape is notoriously slow. When you have to do a restore from tape, it can take, you know, quite a bit of time, especially if that tape has been already taken off site, and you need to first recall it, so wait a day or two for the tape to come back, be shipped back, and then start restoring the data, which is fairly slow, versus restoring from the cloud, which, you know, depending on the amount of data, is usually still faster than tape. So, you know, restoring from the cloud is, you know, you have to restore over the network, but because it's from disk, it's still much significantly faster.
For storage VARs looking to sell cloud services, what kinds of IT organizations are good candidates for cloud backup?
There's definitely a few different types of IT organizations that I would target for cloud services, for cloud backup services, that is. You know, organizations that just don't have the IT staff to manage the backups can be a really good potential customer for saying, hey, let's send this to the cloud. Organizations that have just notoriously and historically struggled with tape. There's a lot of anti-tape sentiments because, you know, things go wrong with tape backups. The tapes are not recoverable. You know, physically handling and managing the tapes can be very tricky. So organizations that haven't yet moved much to disk are actually great candidates for cloud backup because there's such a big difference from tape versus cloud. Beyond that, you know, so for smaller organizations, it can be a great use case for just companies that have a lot of trouble, a lot of headache over their backups, which honestly is a lot of companies. As you get into larger organizations, you know, thinking more in the mid-market and the small, medium enterprise space, a lot of organizations that are good to target would be ones that have branch offices and that are running local tape or even local disk backups at the branches. You know, I hear from a lot of the companies I work with that backing up and protecting data at branches is a huge headache, and going to the cloud with that is actually a really good use case. So as you move up market and looking for large organizations, targeting you know, islands of storage, islands of information at the branches or remote offices is a really good way to go about this.
All right, homing in on data recovery, what are some cloud storage concerns there?
One of the big concerns I always hear is around having enough bandwidth to recover large amounts of data. So, you know, if you had a very large outage or, you know, even maybe lost a whole site and you needed to recover a very big data set from the cloud, you know, honestly, given just the state of networks and bandwidth today, it would be very difficult and very time consuming to do a large restore from the cloud. So usually what I recommend is VARs can offer the opportunity to do a quick ship of an appliance to customers that need to restore a lot of data. So if you get a call and a customer says, hey, I need to restore 5 terabytes right now, the fastest way really to do that is to load it up onto removable media or some kind of backup appliance and ship it to them overnight. That is usually what I think the best approach for large amounts of data. In terms of, you know, data recovery, you know, if you think about, you know, is it corrupted? Is it usable? You know, I've not seen many issues in that space. That's actually much more of a concern in the tape arena. In cloud, you know, having usable data, data that is not corrupted and is consistent points in time that you can restore from. That cloud is actually very good for that. The main issue, of course, is trying to squeeze a large amount of data over a potentially fairly thin pipe bandwidth.
Okay. Finally, could you talk about how resellers can overcome organizations' reluctance toward moving to cloud backup?
I think a lot of the reluctance I see from end users not wanting to move to cloud backup is just inertia in this space. People getting attached to the status quo and not necessarily seeing anything wrong with what they're doing. What I would say is, pointing out that they could be doing backups much more efficiently. They could be freeing up resources to have people spend time on more strategic initiatives within the organization. There's also oftentimes a lot of concern over security and of bandwidth, which I just mentioned a moment ago. And so just, first of all, explaining about how, most cloud backup solutions work with incremental forevers, deduplication, they're actually extremely WAN efficient on a day-to-day backup basis. Most customers kind of assume, if I'm protecting 1 terabyte, I'm sending 1 terabyte every day. That's absolutely not true. That's not really the way any cloud backups work. They've got a lot of differentials and different types of compression algorithms, so you're sending very small amounts of data. So explaining that, the bandwidth efficient part, and then, whatever you're doing from a security perspective to make sure that their data is secure and separate from all your other customers is going to really help ease fears around the security and compliance piece. But I do think that a lot of the reluctance today has just been from people not having time to think through fully this potential change. Once they kind of take a look at their backup environments and say, hey, this is very much out of date, and look at new potential options, it's not as hard of a sell as you might think. A lot of companies really do want to move off of tape and move away from kind of legacy backup solutions, but they haven't had time to research all the options yet.
All right, that's all we have for today. Thanks for those answers, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information on cloud backup services, visit us at searchstoragechannel.com.